Good afternoon, America, and good morning, Australia. You're welcome back on Radio Tony. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and I can't get my words out straight. Might have been that coffee. This show is healing energy for everyone, and I love this show, and I love my co-host, Vivian, so much. We have a great show prepared for you today. Before I do, a big shout out to TJ, who is our weekly technician from BBS Radio in San Francisco, and we love our pre-show chats, and we've had a great one today. For those listening live on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, we have the wonderful Payo sitting ready in the Philippines to answer your questions, comments, and send you links that we have and are talking about on the show. Our wonderful co-host is Miss Vivian Schaffera, and this show we are going to do another example of healing and clearing. But before I get Vivian live on the show, I just want to remind you that in 2020, Vivian published an award-winning, groundbreaking textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery, introducing the world to a new form of crystal healing. When not teaching, healing, or writing, Vivian can be found gardening, cooking, and spending time with her two granddaughters. Her other interests include travel, photography, and making YouTube videos. Vivian lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, with her husband and two cats, and today we're actually going to get to meet the glorious Neil, her husband. So hello, Vivian, and welcome back to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. And I'm so keen to find out how you're feeling after we worked on your cheek.
I have to say, Vivian, and just before we do that, just a big shout out to the listeners and the audience. We're having some wonderful responses to the show, and we love the interaction. Vivian and I have been excited to see that you're interacting, watching, listening, and commenting. It's very much appreciated, and we enjoy your interaction. So last week, I was really privileged to have Vivian do some work on the left side of my face. Now, you guys who are regular listeners to Radio Tony and all my shows will know that I was born with a congenital facial defect, which, long story short, left me with left-sided facial palsy. And last week, Vivian was kind enough to do an extensive crystal healing and some crystal surgery on that left side of my face. And I wanted to just tell you that this week, and even now as I'm speaking, there are sensations in my face that I have not felt for decades. So this issue has been there since I was around about two. So that's 50 years of inactivity. But what I experienced when Vivian was doing the work were just wonderful feelings of bliss and relaxation, and then tingling and a feeling like there was something happening in those muscles. Now, you have to remember that those muscles for me have no sensation and no feeling. So to actually feel them is wonderful. And even again, as I'm speaking, I can feel like a muscle fatigue, which means for me, from my nursing perspective, that those muscles are actually working. And because they've not worked in 50 years, they're getting tired really quickly. That's a good thing, because that means that they're starting to work again. So the energy healing that Vivian did last week has been wonderful. And I can say that I often during the day will be struck with a muscle feeling. That's the only way I can describe it. It's like the muscles are strengthening and contracting, strengthening and contracting. And I can actually feel that. And I'm telling you, I've not felt that before. Yeah. So what Vivian's teaching the audience and what she's showing you actually works. So the energy that she's released and the energy that she's started to heal is working in my face. Now, it may not look like anything different for the audience, but I'm telling you, I can feel that in my face. There was a numbness there before, and if I touch my face, there was no sensation. It's numb, like you've been to the dentist. Now it's tingly. So that's a big change for me. So, Vivian, thank you so much. It's really amazing. I had a question. So I'm wondering, after that first big healing and I can feel my muscles and nerves kicking into action, I guess you could say, will that continue or will I need to do subsequent healings to keep that going?
It will continue to change on the basis of what we already did. And that could be forever because I was, like stitching the nerves back together again and bringing the nerves back alive again. So it could carry on forever or you could need more. Now, usually, okay, to be clear, people need more. In this particular instance, because I was working actually in your energy body, we wouldn't know whether you need more of what of the same thing that we did for another 3 months or
something
so.
Different.
As long as you're progressing, you're not needing more yet because the repair in the energy body is beginning to filter into the physical body. And some of it clearly happened immediately and some of it is going to happen over a period of time as the body, the physical body heals correlation with the way I stitched up and healed the energy body. So it's good. And then for viewers who want to know about past lives and so on, the thing is that when we get an injury in a lifetime, we bring it back in the next lifetime if we didn't get it healed. If we didn't heal it, it comes back. It still sits there in the file of our being and it comes back again in a different way. And so you could have had that injury. I mean, this is a congenital birth defect. So it probably something from a previous lifetime. And it's very important that we are healing it energetically because now your energy body is not carrying that anymore. And so it's not going to come back. Even if you reach a ceiling of how much your left cheek can change and the trigeminal nerve can heal, at least you're not going to have this in the next lifetime again.
Yeah.
Because the energy body has been healed. So that's quite a big deal. I mean, you carry patterns from lifetime to lifetime. So there's more to it.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot more to this than meets the eye, as we know about life itself. Yeah.
Just like physical healing in the body when you injure yourself or have surgery, it takes time. It doesn't happen instantly. So if you have surgery to remove your gallbladder, that healing goes on for 6 weeks. It doesn't immediately heal your body right there and then. So, Vivian, my understanding is that the energy would be no different, correct?
Correct. And what I'm doing in the energy is happening in real time. So as I'm doing it in the energy field and the energy body, it's healing. But for that to drift into the physical body takes time. However, it's not the same as if the physical body didn't get the energetic work. It speeds up what the physical body can manage, by as well as empowering the physical body in new ways and unblocking the healing mechanism and so on. So
In the last week, despite the flooding going on with us and a bit of interrupted sleep, when I have slept, that's been really a deep sleep compared to, that's different as well, that deep, relaxed, I can tell the difference in my sleep pattern. So obviously something is good.
Sleep is one of the more significant things, that we can do for ourselves. I have clients who come so they can sleep. They fall asleep on my table. But sleep is one of the things that we want to do to heal ourselves. Not enough sleep, no healing going to happen.
I also had comments from some of my listeners in the audience that said that they did the healing with us. And they felt relaxed and blissful as well. So that's really interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you get a lot just from watching. And in fact, I have a whole following of people who are watching my videos on YouTube, not because they want to learn about crystal surgery, but because the effect of watching me, they call it ASMR, the autonomic sensory meridian response, ASMR. And they're mad at me because I don't have any people in my videos at the moment due to the pandemic, and I'm not doing the same high quality ASMR. But it definitely, watching it has a strong effect. And actually watching the crystals, you are getting a personal effect if you're watching the crystals. They have a very powerful radiant energy, as well as all the other kinds of energies that they have. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Vivian, last week one of the listeners asked about clearing self home in terms of removing negative energy. And so that's what we're going to do today Vivian. And Neil's going to come and do some of that as well. And we're going to demonstrate these powerful processes to clear energy from self and energy from your home. So I've been doing my own little practices around clearing negative energy, but I can't wait to see what Vivian and Neil do to increase that practice and making sure that the energy around you and your home is just free-flowing and beautiful. So, Vivian, I'm going to hand over to you, and you're going to show us how some of these processes work, yeah?
That's right. And to be clear, the person asked, how do I clear lower vibrational entities from my energy field, and how do I do that remotely for someone else? And then she said the same, how do I clear lower vibrational energies from our home, and how do I do that remotely for someone else? So Neil's going to do the home part because he's a shaman, and that's his stock in trade. That's expertise. What he does, amazing house clearings. And I'm going to do it on a proxy crystal to show how to do this for a person. It's really straightforward, and it works. And so let's go to it. Great. Neil will change the camera over, and I'll go to the table.
Morning, Neil.
Hi, Tony. Oh, yes,
this is
happy
Vivian's
to speak
lovely,
to you.
Gorgeous husband, Neil. Audience, and he helps us with the camera when we need to each week, which is divine.
Okay.
Am I up?
You are up.
Okay. So, Neil, have you got the matches for this? When you're clearing lower vibration entities, it does work to light a candle. It does help. So, thank you.
Vivian, is there a special purpose around the use of a candle? There must be a significance around that.
It does focus one's mind on maintaining a brighter vibration, and it does literally warm up the air, and it does get things moving, and it has a protective function. And I do want to talk about protection, but when you're talking about lower vibration frequencies, they enter in when there's trauma and stress. They can enter into the field, and you don't want it. I don't want to catch whatever I'm clearing here. I'm actually going to start by clearing myself. And it's the same technique, whether I'm working on myself or another person remotely, it's essentially the same technique. But I don't want it hopping around and just coming back onto me. So I'm trying to raise my vibrational frequency, because that is the key to not being a host to lower vibrational frequencies, is to raise your own vibrational frequency. So whether you're doing this for yourself or for another person remotely, it's exactly the same technique. You use a proxy crystal, and you just connect the proxy crystal either to yourself or to whoever the other person is that you're working on. And so I'm just going to clear this of the person before and make sure that the crystal is clear. And now I'm going to connect it to myself. The It's amazing how sticky it became. I'm having to actually pull my hand along. That's unusual.
Oh.
It's a different, you know, those are the kind of things I observe. It's a difference. And I need my cleansing bowl. You can see it's a lovely geode. I need my cleansing bowl right there. And I'm going to begin with what I call basic prep, because whenever you want to work on someone, you want to get them to sort of just them. So basic prep clears interfering outside energies that are affecting you and your energy field. And I'm not talking about interference in a bad way. I'm just talking about the normal interfering actions of life, like the phone rings and somebody needs something, whatever. Things that just pull on our energetics and have us be less than present in this moment. And also, if I'm wanting to specifically clear lower vibrational energies, I want to clear of other things that may also need clearing, because otherwise I can't get to that level or layer. So I'm just doing this basic prep. And you see, I do this every time. It's called basic prep because it's the right way to begin. And actually, I did this on myself yesterday, and I can feel that that's all still intact. So that's all good enough. And now I'll take my wand and I'll open my chakras. And I was very pleased to see the question on my YouTube channel, because it's nice to know what people want to hear about. It tells us, oh, this is what I'm interested in. And that's why I'm very pleased that this person asked the question. Because if one person actually writes the question, that means 100 people are wondering that same thing.
Oh, okay, yes. Indeed.
Yeah, it's just, it's like a statistical truth. This is what people want to know.
Yes. I love those wands that you have. They just fascinate me every week when I see them. They're so beautiful.
I love my wands so much. Now, this particular one is a copper one made by Gorgeous Awesome, and they have an Etsy account, and they make the most beautiful materials. Beautiful tools. They are just absolutely brilliant and fantastic. Gorgeous, awesome. And they work, when you see their work, you go, that is gorgeous. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So it's very clear how they got their name. Okay, so now there we are. And I'm going to now be able, and actually I'm going to have to stand for it. And all I need, oh, wait a sec, naughty me, I have to do the decording. I tend to forget this.
So
this is removing the cords coming in from other people, so that that's not what I'm looking at and picking up on with my pendulum that I'm going to use. And this too I did for myself yesterday, and I'm pretty clear. But usually you have to do this a bit. Now, you must never, ever touch other people's cords. This is like the most hygienic, energetic thing, is called etheric cords from other people. Absolutely unhygienic. Mm-hmm. Don't ever touch them. You can pull the cords from yourself or use tools, crystal tools.
Okay.
This one is aragonite, cave calcite, and this one is Bulgarian ahawite opal. And you can, and I pull the cords. And otherwise, there we go. And if you don't have this material, then you use a quartz cluster and you say, you use your intention, I am pulling cords, and you just pull the cords into the bowl, but do not touch cords with your hands. It's hygienic in the extreme. And we do not practice enough energetic hygiene. And so that's another good thing about this question being asked. So I didn't have too many cords in. That's good. I'm glad for that. Now I'm going to stand up because it's easier for me. And here's my pendulum. And what I do is I ask the pendulum to show me where there is lower vibrational frequency, which would indicate there, see, the pendulum starts to move.
Oh.
And now I say, all right, and it's going, but it's going clockwise. I want to create an anti-clockwise vortex, but the entity wants to say, so I say, no, please go anti-clockwise. Now I open the vortex, and the entity goes back to where, oh, my goodness, look at that. It goes back to where it belongs, and this is going to get wild.
Wow.
Look at this. It's going to get wilder and wilder. I can feel it tugging on my arm. People say, you're moving your arm. It's like, yeah, the pendulum's moving my arm. I'm not moving the pendulum. My arm is moving, yes. And it's going to go faster and faster, especially if I look away. That's it. Oh, my goodness. And that has created, wow. So I've created an anti-clockwise vortex that sucks that lower vibrational entity into its own dimension, and it's gone. And that's one of the reasons for the candle. It helps with that process. So now I check
Vivian,
to see.
What's the crystal on the end of the pendulum?
It's white agate. It's just a white agate. So, you know, it's a silicate. It's a white agate, or it could be milky quartz that's been carved. But, it's a silicate anyway. So let's see now. Let me just see if there's another something here. Now, with some people, if they've been having trauma or stress or family arguments and conflicts, they can have quite a lot. I try to practice good energy. Here's one, see?
Yes, one. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Good. That's so weird. Just hold the pendulum a bit differently. There we go. All right, there we go. So sometimes you can have to do this quite a lot on people, and you go all around their body if it's an in-person. There we go. There's the vortex. Now it's going to go wild.
Gosh.
Okay. So, you know, now if I tried to make that happen myself, this is what I'd have to do. You see, this is the amount of...
I'm not
the one doing it. I mean, it's using my muscles. It's using me, yes. But I'm a conduit. I'm an agent. I'm not doing it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let me check over here. I can feel it. And now I'm tuning in. I say I can feel something there. Oh, look at that. Look at that quiver in the thing. All right. There we go. There we go. And as long as I look away, if you look at the tip of your pendulum, it will hold it still. I look away and then let it just do its thing. And there it goes.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. All right. Now I'm going to ask the proxy crystal. I'm going to ask the spirits that are helping me. I'm going to ask, is that enough? And they say, no, there's one over here. I'm not sure if this is on camera even, but if I move the crystal up, it will make it better. Yeah. Because it's over here in relation to the crystal. There we go. There.
Yep,
see, immediately the pendulum picked it up. Now that's going clockwise, you see. Oh, no, it's anti-clockwise. That's okay. See, my brain has gone into trance state. There we go.
Wow.
And I can feel that in my feet. So there was a little... Now my fingertips in the way. It wants to really swing, so... That's it. Got to finish that off. All right. There's the vortex. Now go away, little entity. We don't want you anymore. There you go. Get my fingers out the way. And nails are too long, I think. There we go. Okay. All good. Right. Anything else? And I got, no, that was the last one. So there we go. And so now... That is done. Now I must prepare the seventh layer of the energy field, because what you want is for your energy field to be like a duck's back, so that the water of life stress just is water off a duck's back. And what happens is the feathers literally open up like that, or the equivalent of the feathers, and the outer layer gets roughened up, and that's how the entities get into the energy field. And yeah, that's right. So anyway, the best material for this is malachite, raw malachite. This is raw malachite, and it's the simplest thing. I simply put that over there like that. And I can even do it like this in this instance. And actually that the crystal likes, usually I place them at the hip joints along the inguinal line. But on the proxy crystal, these ones fit like that. It's beautiful. And then that sends up the healing, soothing, reintegrating to the seventh layer of the energy field. And it will reintegrate that. And there we are. So that's done. So the last thing I want to say is the reason I don't have much of those interfering lower vibrational frequencies is because I wear protective jewelry. And so I use amber. I don't ever wear this. This is more like a ceremonial necklace, but just for demonstration purposes. And I've got this amber. And an amber pendant will work, and that acts as a little bit of a screen that softens. It just softens what comes through. So it's like a filter. It doesn't block, but it's a filter. That's amber. Then tourmaline, we talked about a little bit last week.
Yes.
And the black tourmaline, that actually helps with the bioelectricity. And if you're properly earthed, then the stress can run correctly off your system because of the bioelectricity. So black tourmaline is protective. And then I'm wearing the kunzite. It's around my neck. Yeah, I'll get it into the picture between my hair and the. I've got to go this way.
Yes.
I'm wearing the kunzite. Very protective, and very good for my heart. And then I also have a moldavite necklace, and moldavite acts as a strong screen that only lets higher vibration in. So that's a faceted moldavite works better than a lumpy piece. So if these are little faceted beads, and you can get little faceted moldavite gems, that's going to be stronger than a piece of moldavite for protection purposes. Moldavite's amazing material. And then if you want a shield, I wear for that peridot, and it doesn't need to be a lot. I have these peridot earrings.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really help me when I'm feeling bombarded and I need a shield around me. And you can use peridot in your home to protect your home as well, like give a shield. And then I even made a special shield medallion. My friend Scoop of Magical Delights, he made this for me. And you can see I chose black tourmaline, moldavite, citrine. That's also citrine.
This is
tourmaline and a ruby. They're all protective stones. So, and I have them put together, and this is like a grid that I can wear around my neck to protect me.
Yes.
And so that's what you want to do, is to be able to protect yourself so things don't get in. And I'm glad to say it was working, because that was very little that I needed to do for myself, but also just a good demonstration. So there we are. And what I'm going to do now is hand you over to Neil, and I will get Neil to come and sit here to say hello to you. And I'm not sure.
Fantastic.
I want to get onto my face. So Neil's going to come over here, and he's going to demonstrate how to clear one's home. And he's also going to
use a
method that works for remotely clearing home. Because when we work on ourselves, that's what we want to do. So in introduction, I'll just say that when I started studying crystals, at that same time, Neil started studying shamanism. And he is just a born shaman. And he specializes in soul retrieval and shamanic healing. And he teaches shamanic classes at Four Winds Academy. And, you know, Neil loves nature and He's just a natural shaman. He loves animals. He loves nature. He loves children. He's a natural shaman. And it's been a wonderful partnership with me exploring the crystals and him doing the shamanism. Yes. I'm so excited that you can all meet him because he's usually behind the camera. So Neil's up.
I know.
And here's your turn, Neil. Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, let me get into the...
You can't get into the picture.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Tony, and hi, everybody listening. I'm very, very glad to be here, and thank you.
We're so privileged to have you show this live on the show today, Neil, so thank you.
Okay, so unfortunately, you won't see much of my face, or maybe fortunately, but you'll see the part that counts, which is me giving this demonstration of how using a shamanic technique, you can help remove interfering energies. And actually, when I say you can help remove interfering energies, that's only partly true because the actual power of doing the removal is done from the shamanic point of view, that is done by the compassionate and benevolent spirits. So my job is really just to invite them in and give them a little bit of intentional focus, but the actual power of the removal is done by them. So we've got the candle, which is there to help give a little message to the spirit world that we want them to be with us for the work that we're going to do. The spirits appreciate being beseeched to come in and invited and asked. Another thing that works really well is to use a fragrance. So I've got a sage fragrance here. Sage, traditionally, certainly in the USA, is used a lot in the North American Indian indigenous population as part of the ceremony to invite in the spirits. So I'm going to give a little spray over the work area. And as I do it, I'm thinking of inviting, and even more strongly than inviting, beseeching the spirits to bring their compassionate presence.
Neil, does a sage smudging stick work the same way as a fragrance?
Yes.
Okay.
The smoke.
Yeah. So using smoke like burning sage is a very traditional and a very good method to use. I'm just going to come to the other camera for a second as I speak. So using sage, burning sage, and getting the smoke of sage is a wonderful and a traditional method in shamanic work. But sometimes people don't want to have that smoky effect indoors.
I see. And
so the fragrance. Okay, so here we are, and I'm going to rattle, which is another very powerful and traditional method of inviting in the spirits. And as I do that, I also whistle, which is one of my personal signals to call in the benevolent spirits. And I'm sending the message to invite the spirits to bring their benevolence, to bring their compassion, and that what I'd like them to do especially is to help show me areas in my home where there are what I'm going to call interfering energies. So that's just the terminology that I like to use to refer to interfering energies. And so here I have a photo of the outside of my house, and here I have a simple diagram of the ground plan of one level,
yes,
where I think we can really benefit from having a clearing.
Okay.
So the next step as I rattle is to feel or perceive where those interfering energies are. And the method that I'm going to use is I'm going to use this wand, and I'm going to be able to perceive by feeling pulls or sensations. I'm going to feel where on this diagram I get drawn to, and I'm understanding that that's an indication of where there are interfering energies that the spirits can then remove. So
okay.
I'm going to rattle to keep the connection going. And it's important just to be patient and to trust that the spirits will show me what they need me to perceive. So right here, I get drawn to that area. So that actually corresponds to a closet under what used to be a staircase. Keep that in mind. That's an area I'm going to go to in a little while. I'm drawn to that area over there, which actually corresponds to where our furnace and behind the furnace is. This area corresponds to where Vivian and I are working, and fortunately that's a good area. There's nothing that I'm drawn to there. That's good. And then I'm also drawn, this is a spare bedroom, and I'm drawn to that little section there. So I'm going to pause and just leave it for now. These three areas, this area here, and this area here.
That one and that one.
And this area here. So I'll put the one down and express my thanks that I was able to be shown what to perceive. And then I'm going to use my Purba and just let me get my Purba. There it is. So this is just personal to me. It's actually a very high energy Buddhist tool, which is used specifically to remove unwanted energies and entities. So I'm going to, again, ask the spirits, using their power and using their benevolence, to remove these unwanted energies. And a little sweeping motion.
Anil, it's kind of the similar sweeping to what Vivian does with clearing self energy. It's that same sweeping motion.
In this case, yes. It's not. Okay. It doesn't have to be that way, but this is the way I like to work, and it does absolutely correspond to what we're doing. So I'm sweeping. I'm doing the movement, but the spirits are doing the actual work of sweeping away. And then I'm going to express my gratitude to the spirits for helping with this. It's almost like a little prayer that I'm sending out of gratitude and appreciation to the spirits. And then I'm going to finish with another spray of the sage, when I can find it. Here it is. Thanks, Vivian. And just a gesture of thanks and appreciation.
Yes. Neil, the purpose of the rattle, is it the noise and vibration and energy that is important?
It's a good question, Tony. And again, from the shamanic point of view, traditionally,
yes,
using a rhythmic stimulus, be it a drum or a rattle, is what's used to,
yes,
signal to the spirits that one wants that connection with them, and that one is doing some serious interaction with the spirit world. But then one more point is that a big part of doing shamanic work is going into an altered state of consciousness. And that rhythmic,
yes,
stimulus is extremely helpful in helping one make that transition to that slightly altered state of consciousness, or as it's called,
yes,
the shamanic trance.
Yes. Neil, I know we didn't have this scheduled, but I'm really interested about the soul retrieval work, and I'm just wondering, is it possible to just talk a little bit about that for a couple of minutes, what soul retrieval,
sure,
works and why we would need that service?
Absolutely. So all of us, as we go through our lives, at various points we have difficult experiences. And again, from the shamanic point of view, when we have those difficult, and they could even be traumatic experiences, essential,
yes,
pieces of our soul, in order to protect themselves, they split off from the,
yes,
rest of us. And they do that as,
yes,
a protective strategy. It's normal. It's ordinary. However, when that happens, we lose vital skills or qualities or characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fully ourselves in all our,
yes,
power and our glory. So it's,
yeah,
a very useful thing every now and again to have a shamanic practitioner do a soul retrieval where some of those soul parts are identified and returned and reintegrated. And with that comes a sense of being more fully oneself and a regaining of one's true power and all one's talents and skills in the world.
Yeah. Well, Neil, just one quick more question. Any of these things that you do around soul retrieval and energy and clearing entities, they are, you can absolutely do those things whilst going with traditional counseling and therapy. They add to the whole program. So if you're not quite getting the healing you desire from the modalities that you're currently using, then you may consider soul retrieval or energy clearing. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's an excellent point, that it's wonderful to get all the help one can. And for some things,
yes,
like energy clearing and soul retrieval, as you mentioned, that's sort of a speciality of crystal work,
yes,
and shamanic work.
But it only adds to what you're currently doing, doesn't,
absolutely,
it? Like it's
completely,
it boosts,
compatible.
Yes.
It doesn't, there's no clash,
yes,
with whatever one's other philosophical or spiritual beliefs are, or medical,
yes,
guidance,
yes,
that one's getting.
Absolutely. I just thought it's important for people to know that these components of healing add to whatever else you're doing, and maybe the one thing that gets you to that next level of healing you desire on your journey to be your best self.
Right, and especially if you've tried many other things and something still feels incomplete.
Yes. Absolutely. Neil, thank you so much for your demonstration this morning. We are quickly running out of time, so
I'm going to hand you over to Vivian. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you so much, Neil. That's fantastic.
Here I am.
What a fascinating demonstration, Vivian. And I love the fact that there's similarities between the techniques, and it's interesting to know the reason for the sound and the vibration and the rattles, and there's components of what Neil does that are very familiar to me. The reason I asked about the smudging, because that's one of my, I go through my rooms with a sage smudging stick, which is, as you said, a burning sage. Didn't know you could get the fragrance. That would actually be just as good, wouldn't it?
Well, if you get the aromatherapy oil for sage, you can put it the drops in some water, and then you've made the fragrance. And you can use rose water. These things are versatile. Everything, follows intention.
Yes. So if you have the right intention, and your intention is to walk into that room and clear that energy, that's exactly what happens.
Correct. Oh, I've got a frog. Excuse me one moment.
Well, while Vivian coughs, Tony, I wanted to show you this rattle. It's actually Australian. So you'd be...
It looks Aboriginal it looks Aboriginal, and of course, you know, the Aboriginal culture uses a lot of smoking ceremonies as part of their clearing and cleansing of the land. And I was looking at the painting and thought, oh gosh, that looks familiar. So it's Aboriginal.
Yeah, and there's a very, very strong thousands-year-old shamanic culture in Australia, which I know I don't need to tell you, but... Absolutely.
Very powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say energy follows intention. And if your heart is pure and you mean well and you have good intention, the spirits will guide you. You don't have to worry. You just let yourself be guided. Allow the flow. Allow. We're just agents in those moments, giving the energy hands and legs and moving around.
Yeah. In the last few minutes of the show today, I just want to remind our audience that they can actually get your book and they can do your courses. Can you quickly tell the audience about the courses you have available? Because they're really wonderful courses through Four Winds Academy and your teaching portion of what you do.
Yes. So I have written a textbook. And I just want to hold it where we can see.
Yep.
The complete Gaucho crystal surgery. And it has lots and lots of information in double-sided and so on.
Yes.
Sort of get back a little bit. It's a big book. And I've got all the information I talk about is in my book, but also on our website, crystalhealingtechniques.com. And there's information from beginner level and introductory, don't believe a thing, don't know a thing, all the way to this, you know, very advanced crystal surgery information. And it really is healing energy for everyone. There's information. You don't have to be a practitioner or want to be a practitioner to be able to benefit. So come visit us at crystalhealingtechniques.com. And there's courses and introduction and all the information you could want.
I was going to say, Vivian, having been on your site extensively, there is absolutely something for every level of understanding. And it's beautifully presented, easy to understand. And I'm sure that anyone of any level who's even got the vaguest of interest in how this energy works, there's something for everyone, including those advanced practitioners who want to take their practice to the next level. Then I would suggest Vivian's book, the textbook of crystal surgery, because it's such an in-depth, and it's written as an actual textbook with researched information and everything in it, hasn't it, Vivian? It's taken 25 years for you to compile information.
So, that's right. Yeah. 25 years in development and research, and it took 5 years to write this document. And there's a YouTube channel to give demonstrations so you can watch how to do all the different procedures. I've made sure to document it on a website and in a book and on YouTube, and there's a lot of information. And, of course, if you go to chaperer.com, that will be a gateway to all our other work as well, because you can meet Neil and contact him with the shamanism. And so we have three different websites: Four Winds Academy, chaperer.com, and crystalhealingtechniques.com, because we really believe in healing energy for everyone.
Absolutely. And audience, we are out of time today, but we will be back next week with Vivian and maybe Neil, but definitely with Vivian to talk some more about healing energy for everyone. We are both passionate about providing information and education for people to use this energy to help them live their best life. Vivian, thank you so much. Please thank Neil for his wonderful demonstrations today. We will be back next week, audience, with another episode of Healing Energies for Everyone. And don't forget, jump on to Vivian's websites and go to chakra.com. That's the easiest one because it's a gateway for everything else. We look forward to joining you all next week. That's our lot for this week. Thank you, Vivian. Thank you, Neil. And bye for now.
Thank you.